All right, so today we're gonna dive into something that's pretty core to how schools in Pennsylvania like chart their course for the future.
Okay.
And that is something called the Future Ready Comprehensive
Right,
Planning.
the FRCP.
FRCP, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and for this episode, we're really going to be honing in on the McGuffey School District.
All right.
And we have some information on their FRCP.
Yeah.
So maybe you could kind of lay the groundwork for us. What exactly is this document?
Sure. So an FRCP, you can think of it as like the school district's North Star.
Okay.
It lays out, their big picture vision, their mission,
Right.
and the values that kind of guide all of their choices about education.
So it's the why and the what of how they approach education. But
Exactly.
it goes beyond that, right? It's not just philosophy. So
Absolutely.
there's actual like concrete stuff in here.
Yeah, so it gets into the how as well.
Okay.
So it identifies the priority challenges that the district is facing,
Right.
and then it sets, goals and specific action steps to address those challenges.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's not just, high-level thinking. It's really about, okay, how are we actually going to make things happen?
Wow. So this is a pretty significant document.
It is. It's a huge undertaking for school districts to put these together.
That makes sense. And it sounds like it really covers a lot of ground.
It does, yeah. And I mean, another important piece of it is the focus on professional development.
Okay.
So it outlines, how educators are going to be supported with the training and resources
Oh, right.
they need to implement all of these action
So
steps.
it's like making sure the teachers are equipped to actually carry out the plan.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's also a whole communication process built in
Uh-huh.
to make sure that everybody's informed about, what's going on with the FRCP.
Makes sense. So it's like transparency and keeping everyone in the loop.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's kind of a broad overview of what an FRCP is, but let's zoom in now specifically on McGuffey.
Right.
So what can you tell us about their current plan?
So McGuffey's current FRCP covers the school years from 2022 to 2025.
Okay, so we're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting because it was actually board approved back in June of 2022.
Oh,
So
wow.
that means it's been in effect for, the past two school years.
Oh, wow.
And it's still guiding their work for the rest of this current school year.
Okay, so that kind of sets the stage for where they are now.
Yeah.
But what about moving forward? So I understand they're working on a new FRCP.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so throughout this whole school year, the 2024-2025 school year, the McGuffey administration and a special FRCP steering committee
Oh, okay.
have been working on the next plan,
Okay.
which will cover the next three school years.
So 2025 to 2028.
Yep, 2025, 26, 2026, 27, and 2027, 28.
Wow, so it sounds like this is a continuous cycle for districts to be engaged in this kind of planning.
It is, yeah, it's ongoing.
That makes sense. I mean, education is always evolving.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. So they always need to be looking ahead. Okay, so now for the part that I think a lot of our listeners are going to be particularly interested in,
Okay.
the
The
timeline.
timeline, yeah.
So what are some key dates that we should be aware of for this new FRCP for McGuffey?
So the big one, the drop-dead date, is March 31st, 2025.
Okay.
That's what the new plan has to be submitting.
Got you.
But we also know that an overview presentation of the plan was given to the McGuffey School Board back on February 20th of this year.
Oh, okay.
So they've already had a chance to kind of get a first look. And
Gotcha.
then the final hurdle is the school board approval,
Right.
which is currently scheduled for their meeting on March 25th, 2025.
So just a few days before that submission deadline?
Exactly.
Wow. So it sounds like this whole process is moving pretty quickly towards completion.
It is, yeah, they're in the final stages.
Okay, so to sum it all up for our listeners,
Yeah.
McGuffey School District, they're in those final stages of developing their next 3-year future-ready comprehensive plan.
Right.
They've been working on it all year. The submission deadline's at the end of March, and the board is expected to give their approval very soon.
That's right.
So you've gotten a really good understanding now of this really important planning phase.
Yeah. And it's worth thinking about how this whole process, this kind of structured multi-year planning at the local level,
Right.
how does it really shape the future of education?
That's a good question.
And what might the approval of this new FRCP mean for McGuffey, for the students, for the community in the coming years?
It's really interesting to think about how these decisions made at a very local level
Right.
can have such a big impact.
Absolutely.
So that's something for all of our listeners to consider as we kind of move forward and watch this process unfold.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the FRCP,
It's been a pleasure.
and we'll catch you next time.
Sounds good.